1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another House Democrat, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey, calling on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race with less than 4 months to go before the election. The president continuing to host the NATO summit in Washington. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers in Washington is covering it.
This is a big show of force for the United States and allies for Ukraine and sending that strong message against Russia. So that's what the president's trying to do to show he's leading. But you know, so much of this is nervousness among these European allies about who is going to be in office next year and what that means for the alliance.
More than 1.5 million customers still without power, most of them in Texas, following the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Dangerous, deadly heat in much of the U.S. At least 6 people have died in Oregon alone. The temperatures there topping 100 degrees for 4 straight days now. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. 8 other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State troopers are riding in trucks and buses today. It's part of the annual Trooper in a Truck program. When they're looking from a higher vantage point, they can spot distracted drivers much easier. There are about 7,000 crashes involving large vehicles every year across Wisconsin. The Madison Plan Commission approved a proposal for a new Porchlight building. It would replace Monarch Health on East Washington Avenue. Right now, Porchlight operates their building on Brook Street, but staff there say it needs extensive renovations that they just can't afford. Instead, this 70-unit building would make a difference for their residents. Executive Director Carla Tennis.
Switching from single rooms with shared kitchen and baths at Brook Street to full efficiencies is significant for our residents, many of whom are elderly and have disabilities.
Police are worried it could increase calls to 911 in that area, but the Plan Commission passed the proposal unanimously. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up 5 home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first-place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us, and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever, and they're a really good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all this week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocate, Scott Ross joins to hammer Scott Walker. Act 10 has been overturned. We'll talk about it. Join us, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Again and again at critical moments, we chose unity over disunion. Progress over retreat. Freedom over tyranny, hope over fear. Again and again, we stood behind our shared vision of a peaceful, a prosperous, transatlantic community. Here at this summit, we gathered to proclaim NATO is ready and able to secure that vision today and well into the future.
Fantastic. Yeah. The president hit it out of the park. So that has quelled all the bull. Hasn't it? Is well, that is everything prompter. Quelled now? Is everything
he was
quelled?
On prompter, Stephanie. He was on prompter.
Because people were hoping that he would mess up again. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty. So that story's over then, right?
Yeah, that's over.
I love Marsha just tweeted, okay, we have reached the top of Shut the Up Mountain. We have literally reached the top. So everybody can just, okay.
Shut the up. Shut all the way the up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain, where there are no more ups to shut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone else feel like they took extra crazy pills? Mm-hmm. You're like, even Chris LaVoie just said Biden was great yesterday. He's done like 10 appearances where he's been great. He was great. And okay.
God forbid he uses a teleprompter. Like
yes.
Donald
so Trump tomorrow does. Is next on the hostage demand list. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is the press conference that now we are mm-hmm. getting our electron microscope ready to mm-hmm. train on the president to see. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I have a more important announcement, Chris.
What's that?
And that is that I will not be wearing a bra at Boston Sexy Liberal. I'm just saying. And also, there's another very exciting reason you really might want to get a ticket to Boston Sexy Liberal that I can't tell you.
Are you wearing that dress?
I'm wearing that dress, and I tried bra. Nothing works with it, so I am not wearing. Well, you know I don't wear underwear anyway, so I'm just telling you, Boston, I will not be wearing a bra or underwear. You are going to get extra for your money.
Are you going to tape?
Are you going to use, like, moleskin?
You'll have to explain that to me later.
I'll get you some
pasties.
You gave me the tape already. I don't know. What do I do with
there
it? I tape
paste, my. You can put pasties on too.
So that nobody will see your nip.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see that. It's the naked parts in the middle. It goes like this.
Yeah, but you could twist and it. You're going to want to tape it.
You'll flop out.
You're going to need to stay for wardrobe after the show, Jody. I apologize.
You're going to need to tape it.
All right. There's another very exciting reason.
Trust me. You don't want a wardrobe malfunction.
Have we ever had a reason so exciting that you must go to Sex Liberal that I can't say?
I know.
I can't even tell.
It's so exciting.
I can't even tell the cast. I can't tell anybody. And I may explode. I may explode. You are not going to want to miss Boston Sexy Liberal this Saturday.
This is like Alec Baldwin level, had Alec Baldwin showed up to Washington.
Right, had he not stiffed me and sent a flower arrangement larger than I am.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember Jim Ward looked at me backstage in D.C. and he's like, No one sends flowers that big if they're showing up.
Right.
Right. Right.
He was correct.
There was like flowers planted in a log. I remember
it
that.
It literally was taller than me. Yeah. It was like this giant. Yeah. Yes. Like it was like for my funeral, right. Preemptively.
But yeah, this new person is on that level.
All right. Yes, let's absolutely. Just not just. I don't say anything.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
Just saying.
Yeah. That person biggity, is like that.
Biggity. Let me just say we need it this week. We need what's going to happen at Boston Sexy Liberal this week.
And you need tickets to Boston Sexy Liberal.
The Schubert, it is going to be off the chain. You've got to go now. We are partnering with Grassroots Dems because, I don't know, I have this crazy weird thing that maybe Grassroots Dems are the ones that, we already did decide the primary, who our candidate is.
Right.
And isn't that, oh, yeah, we did do that. Mm-hmm. You know how you get older and you're like, did I?
Yeah, did I? I remember.
Yeah. I'm interring my mom with my dad in Arlington, and every time I hang up with my sister, I do have to say, don't forget mom. She's in your living room.
That's funny.
Do not forget mom. The Arlington person is like, oh, you wouldn't be the first person that's done that.
Oh, God, no.
Really? They said that to you?
Yes. Because you're, you know, kind of emotional, and you're getting out of the house, and you're like, what did I forget?
Did I take one thing off and leave one thing behind?
I left mom on the coffee table.
We over-Chanel'd. We took one thing off and left one thing behind.
That was not the thing to leave. No. Okay. Anyway, so where was I? I hate everyone to the nth power times 11 billion.
Except for us.
Today,
us too.
No, I love you.
Today.
Listen, here's what we need to say this morning. Okay, I saved this tweet. Mm-hmm. Who is this? Sage Bear tweeted, I see you're allowing Carlos on to push removing Biden.
Allowing?
Okay. Yes, we still allow free speech in America, yes. Including on this show. This show is part of America, you know. Mm-hmm. And we can...
Not everybody has the same point
of view. Can I just also say, like, behind the scenes, Carlos, as you know this, Chris, Carlos will do any favor for any of us.
Absolutely
He is helping my nephew right now.
Yep.
I don't agree with this is why I wore my MVP shirt, because if he's on his Wes Moore thing, I'm going to kick him in the basket. But I love him. And, you know, this is what we're, friends and family, you're going to disagree. Mm-hmm. You can't go like, oh, I'm not allowing someone on that doesn't agree with me 100%.
Right.
Like, oh, I only agree with him on 98%. Or, you know, I don't agree with everything Malcolm Nance says about Gaza.
Right.
You don't ditch your friends or family because you disagree on 1.5% of something.
Nope.
Look at, how would Chris LaVoy still be here?
Right? You allow me on all the time.
If he wasn't such a good button-pushing monkey, I mean, woo!
Yeah. Sometimes I screw up the buttons.
Not like I would.
Jody would be like Coco the gorilla in gardening gloves. No offense.
No, I could do it.
I'm not technical either.
Oh, don't even try that. If both of us left, you'd be like,
spinning chairs.
How did you do music radio? In music radio, you have to run your own
board. That was a long time ago. I did run the board. Yes, I did. And also, I edited tape with a razor blade.
Yeah,
sure, so did I. I can still do that.
Right.
Very, very well, as a matter of fact. It's a skill that's no longer required.
Is that a nipple thing? Oh.
No, it's reel-to-reel tape.
You had me all excited there for a minute.
It's a skill that I have that is no longer required anywhere in the world.
No,
but
we are both completely irrelevant.
I've seen it. I've done it.
I've done it too. I'm very good at it. But
we are literally qualified to do nothing else in the world. So, you're welcome. I still haven't been invited to do any graduation speeches.
Shocker.
I'm just telling you, where's my graduation music? I'm available. I am cheap.
We finally declined your nomination for Parents and Children.
Oh, no. Were they disappointed?
I think so.
So, here's what I want to say, kids. Listen, the only thing... See how long the button pusher monkey takes to find graduation music? Of course, if I'd given them a heads up.
Do you know the name of the song?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
What is it, Jody? Graduation music.
Dun, 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 dun. No,
okay,
that's
you just
chief.
Do that.
Oh, that's Hail to the Chief. No. Yeah,
oh, my God, you guys. It's called Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah. Anybody else has the nerve to call Biden old? Listen to this show. I don't know.
I don't
remember.
I graduated 40 years ago.
I know how to edit tape.
They didn't play that at any of my graduations.
That's not it.
It says...
You played it the other day, Grampy.
I had to find it on YouTube. That's what I had to do again.
I never got that played.
This isn't it.
No, that doesn't sound right to me.
This is just the rehearsal, right? This isn't actually going out over the air, is it?
See the little red dot? It's on. See
all right, I'll just, you know what? I'll do this music until you find your, so you get your together over there.
Well, you could have asked for it before the show.
There's
could have.
That's exactly what you'd be expecting. There you go. There you go. Good job, Grandpa. Good job.
Now I remember.
Is Chris in cognitive decline? Should Chris be replaced with a younger, more vital button pushing monkey?
Well,
you decide. Let's have a primary.
He's younger than I am.
Sean's always on call.
That's true.
He doesn't want to do this full time.
No, he does not.
If he did, you'd be screwed.
Oh, great.
Nice to
I'm kidding. I love you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns that sometimes turn into hatred. That's, you know, it's such a fine line.
Come on with your speech.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I was talking to the graduates. Listen, the only thing is that's going to protect you from the coming authoritarian rule, the coming 2025 fascism, is to cloak yourself in your own mediocrity like Mama has and just avoid notice. If you never reach too high, no one will notice you. You can tell fart jokes in your basement. No one cares. You're like way down the list, people that are going to camps. I'm just saying, mediocrity, check into it. Also, drink up. You're going to need a lot of booze to get through what's coming. Good luck. Good luck, mother.
And brush up on those TikTok dances.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Okay, goodbye. All right, thank you. Still no offers for graduation speeches? I don't know why.
So weird.
All right, you know what? Despite Chris Lavoie mocking me, I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
What?
What did I mock you
this
about?
This is what I afraid. Then I go to a psychic. Like once, I go once a year. He thinks his numerologist told him that psychics are bull.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. His astrologist is on the fence, though. Okay, here. People are going to get mad at me for even saying this, which is why I didn't say it.
Don't say it.
It's not that
don't
I want it.
Don't do it.
I already told you guys.
I know. You don't
good money for this?
Of course he's wrong about stuff. Sometimes he's human, but he's been right about a lot of uncanny stuff, and I needed a little hopium. So, you, Grampy.
Did you pay money for this?
How many songs did you just go through before you found the graduation music? How about this one? Where was I? Yes, of course I did. Okay, it's not
Stop
what
it.
I want.
Don't say it.
The only thing I care that he said that I hope is right, he said Donald Trump is going to get nowhere near the
That's
Oval
all that matters. Don't say the other thing. Don't. I have a whole bag of with your name on it.
I'm judging you two so
okay,
much.
Okay, here's right the now. Thing I'll say, too. Sometimes psychics are off on time, on
Don't
timing.
Don't say it.
He said Biden's going to drop out within a couple of weeks. It's going to be Kamala. That's what I want. Here's the thing about having these conversations.
Please send your cards and letters to.
Imagine that.
Guess to my psychic. Send it to him. I didn't say it. It's not what I want.
Imagine that. Guesses might be wrong sometimes.
Or it could be off on timing. I've said this many times on this show, Christopher. The right wing's worst case scenario has always been my best case scenario. And that is that Biden, at a time of his choosing, sometime it could be any time, steps down so that Kamala is president. And because I, don't know if this country is too racist and sexist to elect her outright now. I don't know. I don't think so. I think she would win. But you know what I'm saying? I think she would be a great president. I think she would pick a great vice president. I think she would continue Biden-Harris policies. And, you know, America gets used to a black lady president. So there. That's and also the right wing. Also, the other good thing about that is every right wing head will explode like in scanners. So there'll be very few of them left, you know, with heads.
Entrails.
With heads. They'll just be right wing entrails.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, Jody, you raised your hand.
Well, if she were to become president after the election.
Yes.
Then her vice president would have to be confirmed by the Senate and
right.
the House.
Right.
That really means we've got to get the Senate.
And the
House.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
if that were to happen, that person
yes, here's
will not
one
be
thing,
confirmed.
Even a psychic knows humans have free will. So it's up to us. Pam in New Hampshire, you cannot have a tantrum and go, I'm going to stay home.
Right.
We have
so,
whatever it is,
for Donald.
We have to. I mean, here's the problem. There are people we love who are patriots, who love Joe Biden. You know, obviously the latest is Senator Michael Bennett. And some of them,
see,
not
I just
outright.
Think of the choreographer when you say Michael Bennett, so it's a whole different.
Gee, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many fascists does he need? That's the auditions for the Project 2025 auditions. We're losing daylight, people. I hope I get it. I'm throwing jack boots.
So when you say
and hoods, yeah. What?
So when you say psychics understand that people have free will,
yes,
that's just psychics giving themselves an out.
You know what? Just
blow it out. Am I wrong?
Blow it out your ass.
Am I wrong?
The nicest possible. But you know, I could not love Nancy Pelosi anymore. Again, there are people that are not calling for him to step down, but are expressing doubt, which is, you know, again, we're not a cult. You know, obviously, we all express concern the day after the debate. Of course, you wouldn't be human and be honest if you didn't go, oh, yikes, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just, now I feel like we're in this, I don't even know what, you know, the circular, right? Where the media is panicking, Democrats and Democrats, are, you know what I mean? It's just, it's becoming like
a circular firing squad.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you. I just drew it for you in the air.
Uh-huh.
We need to break.
She's still looking at me like, I specifically told you not to say what you're saying.
I have a mom face on, don't I?
Is that the face Carol Burnett gives you?
Yes. You should see the one when she's really mad.
No, I hope, I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how many times I can say it. And even I take crap because, oh, you're not. I'm like, how many times can I say we should not be replacing Biden in July? That he is, I don't know again. What he has to do. I don't know what he has to do.
Tap dance upside down.
I think pommel horse is next. Does he have to do pommel horse, that thing?
He has to beat Simone Biles at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's what he's going to
do. That's next on the list? Okay.
I think pommel horse is enough.
What?
I think pommel horse
is
enough.
That's difficult.
All right. I'm not allowing you to speak ever
again.
Uneven
parallel bars?
Parallel bars.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We got Man Meat Wednesday, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Bodies. Look at the Stary Bears. They're so Stary. You know why? Because they're like, make with the Dr. Marty's. Where
yeah,
is it already?
Maybe.
Or maybe a, you know, maybe a Cod Crispy just to hold us over. Why am I talking like they're 40s gangsters?
I have no idea.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Yeah, copper.
Well,
yeah.
They are named Bonnie and Clyde,
make with the Dr. Marty's. Make with the Cod Crispy, will you?
Not going to get me, copper.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Marty's is raw, freeze-dried, real food. That's all you need to know. That's why it is the best food in the world. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. A lot of dog foods don't know why they do it. Don't know why. They cook their food at high heat. Even the ones you think are healthy, real food, there can be they can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. They can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's, I know, even healthy, with quote-unquote organic dog food, all that stuff, it's often cooked at high temperature. Dr. Marty's is the answer. Raw, freeze-dried. The flavor is crazy. They love it. And all those nutrients are packed in there. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Crispy. Yeah, see? Go to DrMartyPets.com. Yeah, see? DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness. us. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Message from the line.
Stephanie Miller.
Literally everybody. Shut the f*** up. We're just going to be a long, quiet 3 hours. Okay. All right. No, James Carville, no. Oh, my God. I can't take any more of these reality show primary ideas. What is his thing? Oh, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton will, I don't know, pick candidates and then there'll be a something, something.
What?
I don't.
Didn't we have an issue with superdelegates before?
This is what I was saying. I don't want Joe Biden to step down. If he does, though, I hope he resigns so that Kamala is president and there is no argument. And you put an end to this stupid fantasy football.
And then she just picks.
But I don't know how much more clearly he can say I'm not stepping down. You know, like it just. Okay. So anyway, here we go where, you know, I've lost all the things I was looking for, but okay. So Senator Michael Bennet said this is obviously the top story this morning. He said, I think this race is on a trajectory that's very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win the election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House. You know, and Jody, here's the thing. We are going to disagree with people still are patriots and still have the same fear for
Absolutely.
Our country and a second Donald Trump presidency
Absolutely.
That we do. you know, he was citing polls in battleground states showing Biden generally losing to Trump. He said, for me, this isn't a question about polling. It's a question about politics. It's a moral question about the future of our country. I think it's critically important for us to come to grips with what we face if together we put this country on the path of electing Trump again. This is something for the president to consider. I think it's really hard for the people that are working for him to acknowledge. I think they have a moral obligation to look themselves in the mirror and be able to say, we know we can win this race. If we just sit on our hands, if we say we're going to disregard what's plainly in front of us, plainly in front of the American people, when we end up electing Trump again as president, that's going to be a huge tragedy beyond epic proportion. It's something I can't live with. I think we all agree with that last part, right? It's just how we get there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month of running. That's about 300 passengers each trip. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new overdose alert. Public health officials say we've seen a spike over the last few days. Six people were taken to the hospital and two died. Officials from Public Health Madison-Dane County say hospitals and first responders have seen people drowsy and out of it after using cocaine and meth. That is not common for those drugs, so they worry there's something else in the local drug supply. If someone in your life is suffering through substance use disorder, pass that message along to them. And the Madison Police Chief is getting national recognition for his efforts. Sean Barnes was inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame. Barnes has been a big proponent of using data to keep Madison safer and improve the criminal justice system. After his arrival in 2021, he implemented the stratified policing model, which has revolutionized how the department works. Barnes says he was proud to be recognized and he's immensely proud of the Madison Police Department. He was one of eight people inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
.gov.
and made clear publicly the day after the debate that I support President Joe Biden and the Democratic ticket. My position has not changed.
But that's Biden and the Democratic ticket. Do you support Biden on the ticket or just Biden and whatever the ticket is?
Same answer.
I apologize to both of you for the air quality in this room for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
JoJo from Jersey, our beloved, said Joe Biden's vice president is standing by him. Donald Trump's vice president won't even endorse him. Maybe the media can talk about that for a minute.
Yay.
Joy Reid went off on the New York Times yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is such a media-created crisis, and it is fueling. It's almost like the first couple gazelles that get nervous. Starting birds. Like a stampede. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's... I was saying... Here's the thing. There is, you know, there has been no greater speaker and no greater patriot than Nancy Pelosi. So she was asked whether Biden had her backing to continue running. She praised Biden's record, calling him a great president who should take great pride in many of the historic pieces of legislation he has signed into law. She said it's up to the president to decide if he's going to run. We are all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. He is beloved. He is respected. People want him to make that decision. I want him to do whatever he decides to do. I mean, that's what I've always said, but obviously people interpreted this as her not, you know, being 100% unequivocal. She then suggested Biden be given space to deal with the current NATO conference and then make a final decision about the campaign. You know what, Chris, call me naive. I really thought the fantastic NATO speech was going to quiet this bull.
He used a prompter. He was using prompters, Stephanie.
Was he? He's the first president that's ever done that, right?
Ever used a speech that was prepared for him, ever.
I thought it was great.
I did, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Eeyore over here. Loved it. Yeah. Okay. You know who does not tolerate playing grab-ass with democracy?
Who?
This guy. Captain America.
And Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
I'm flying to Washington tomorrow after the show. Bob, I'll need you to pick me up at the airport. Hold me while I weep silently. And also, I understand it's hot as balls in D.C. right now, so I would like you to be naked. Is that too much to ask for America, sir?
Oh, sure, why not? Why not? The last time we met up in D.C. wasn't a disaster at all. You didn't have to yank me out of a bramble by the yam sack or however you describe it.
I did so
this next meeting will go perfectly. I've got a.
I did not anticipate you driving off the bike path like Toonsis.
Yeah, that's right. I just did it. I just said, okay, you know what? Now's the time when I drive off the bike path and just ride right into the Potomac River.
You know what?
That was fun.
I blame you for all this because you took a vacation last week and you came back and you're like, what is going on?
I know. I know. Can you see? I've got a Twitter tan. This is what it looks like. Those of you on Free Speech TV can see. I'm pale as a ghost, and that's because I sat here screaming at people on Twitter for the entire week for my entire vacation.
Yeah.
And not to step on Malcolm Nance's toes, because I know he's probably going to say something about this later on, but last night at Trump Doral, where Trump delivered an address to many of his fanboys.
Is that what you call it, an address? Is that what you call it, an address?
He did a rally and attended by many, many bedbugs, because, as you know, Trump Doral has had a bedbugs problem, naturally. And he said, you know what he said? He said this thing again where he said that if Russia wants to invade another European nation, he's just going to let them do it. He's going to not just let them do it, but encourage them to do it.
That is
at least a billion times more destructive, catastrophic, and disqualifying than Joe Biden losing his train of thought.
Has there ever been a clearer day of compare and contrast with the president's very presidential, really amazing speech at NATO and Donald Trump? Someone did a several page.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even get through it, Bob. You know, because you listen to the zzzz for a living. That's close enough. That's all you need to know, what Trump said yesterday.
Hannibal Lecter,
If you mute Trump while you're watching him on TV, if you mute the sound, it looks like he's going, zhibidoo, zhibidoo, zhibidoo,
with the accordion. Yeah.
His noises.
Candace just said, or Art said, oh boy, Donald Trump's Doral rally tonight was a doozy. Let's recap it. He started off by bragging about his golf course instead of apologizing for being an hour late, leaving people all day under a heat advisory. He said he didn't know what NATO was. He bragged that being indicted is a lot of fun. He claimed that tens of thousands of people showed up to his sad little rally. He later said 45,000 people were there. Barely 2,000 were there. He froze like a deer in the headlight for 10 straight seconds. He praised Laura Loomer, repeatedly calling her amazing. On and on.
Oh, my God.
And
Jody knows this because I do this on my show all the time. Where are our priorities? I mean, my God, Donald Trump did you just listed a dozen things there that are disqualifying to not just be president, but, of course, just be the nominee of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And all the scrutiny continues. We're now on day 13 of this ridiculous reaction to the debate, which is now, by the way, the reaction to the debate is doing far more damage than the actual debate itself.
We just said that yesterday. I mean, I was saying, I think what's hard is when it's your friends, when it's, a Rob Reiner or a Nancy Pelosi or an Adam Schiff. And again, Speaker Pelosi and Representative Schiff are not calling for him to step down. They're expressing concern. I mean, you have to go, A, okay, we're not in a cult. B, at least they're having the courage to say out loud what they're saying privately. We're having hopefully one conversation. I love Michelle Reiner always says this at dinner parties. One conversation. Everybody shoot. One conversation.
Indoor voices. Yeah.
I've learned my dinner party skills from her. But, Bob, I think what Adam Schiff is saying, it's the same fear we all have. Is like, how could this even be close with a convicted felon rapist? And that is concerning.
I think a lot of it is driven by this notion that, well, a bunch of people are going to make a stupid decision on election day, so let's get them out of there so they don't make that decision. I got to tell you, I've been following the polls mistakenly for a long time now in this election cycle, observing how the events affect the numbers and so on. The reason it's so close is not because of what happened at that debate. And what we all know is what happens at a debate usually has an impact on the polls for about 5 days and then it goes away.
Yeah.
But what's been affecting the poll numbers, what's been affecting, insofar as they're accurate, I don't think they are. I think all the polls are janky to an extent.
Yeah.
But it's prices. People are concerned about prices, rent, groceries, gas prices. That's what's keeping it even. That's what's keeping people from recognizing that we are in the greatest economy in the world.
Inflation's
right now.
Inflation's down. Gas prices are down. This, by the way, July 4th, just topped Memorial Day, is the biggest travel weekend ever.
Thank
so
you.
You're telling me no one has any money and the economy's terrible.
Yeah.
Biggest
so
travel.
We're in the fight for our lives here. And for the last 13 days, it's been wasted. You know, we got 118 days until election day. We just wasted 13 days on a thing that really would have no impact in November anyway. And that's 13 days when we could have been making a case for why prices are high, price gouging, and why Donald Trump will make inflation so much more worse through his tariffs and his deportations. This is wasted time
that was
at this point.
And that was such a good point and such horrible grammar. I could feel Chris just get the grammar Nazi clench over there. So much more bad words. Listen, Bob, you tweeted, Biden's clearly not going to step aside, so continuing to flog this issue will inevitably lead to a contested convention to force him out, a thermonuclear disaster. How about we change the narrative, unify around attacking tyrant Trump? The RNC is next week. War faces normals. I love that you call us normals. That is what this election is going to be about. Normals!
It's a big tent coalition. It's not just Democrats. We've got some moderate Republicans in the mix in there, too, and so forth.
Yeah.
Progressives that don't necessarily identify as Democrats, independents and so forth. So it's a matter of keeping everyone moving in the right direction. And I feel like a lot of times we're all running around grabbing people, tapping them on the shoulder, saying, hey, wait a second, over there. The real problem is that guy over there. Not the good, decent man who had a terrible, terrible night on television 13 days ago. So
I know.
Let's
maintain our
focus
and
here.
You, everything seems so quaint from a day ago. Bruce Bartlett, you reposted, said, I think all people ever wanted from Biden was some fighting spirit. The debate made them fear he didn't have it. Now he seems to have found it. But yes. Again, there seems to be no, you know, the list is endless. So now everything's focused on tomorrow. You know,
right,
I think,
right.
Who was it? Dino Badala, who was aware? Hold, please. Hang on. Mommy's a little disorganized.
Yeah, what's
morning.
Going on over there?
Normally you, like, understand all of that. It's very strange for you not to understand it.
He said President Biden will be holding a solo press conference Thursday afternoon. That's tomorrow. We can safely predict it'll be the most dissected press conference in U.S. political history.
Oh, yes.
Because Donald Trump gets held to no standard, and mm-hmm. Joe Biden is being held to an impossible standard. Bob, do you agree?
Right. And look, suddenly my entire Twitter feed, for some reason, is filled up with neurologists. I mean, I don't know how that happened. I don't know how I ended up in neurology Twitter.
What a stupid story. Oh,
yeah. He just signed legislation about Parkinson's disease.
Yes, of course. And also, President Biden wasn't even there for half the visits because he services the whole White House, mm-hmm. not just the president.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
But
well, don't get me started.
Don't do any basic journalism.
Like, yeah, I feel like I've been channeling Eric Bollert all this time.
Because, I know.
My God, if he had been around for all of this, he would his head would be exploding around the clock.
Yeah.
Just a constant slow motion head explosion from Eric Bollert.
Yeah.
Because that New York Times piece is a great example of something that I've been observing for a long, long time, going all the way back to the reporting on the Snowden documents, for God's sake, in 2013, where the press, because it's under duress, because the mainstream press is suffering financially, they're now on this mission to not be accurate, but to be first for the sake of engagement, clicks, clout, shares, likes, retweets. And that is skewing journalistic integrity off into nothing.
And
I mean, it's...
Yeah. By the way, because as you know, I don't know where I end and you begin. You've been saying the same thing I've been saying all week. You tweeted Trump dictated his medical record to Dr. Bornstein. The press just ate that. You said, why? Trump's bodyguard allegedly raided Bornstein's office, stealing records. Why? Ronny Jackson clearly lied in the press room about Trump's medical exam. Why? Trump continues to lie about his many cognitive tests. Why? Press doesn't really ask. No follow-up.
You know why? Because they take it for granted. Because it's been completely normalized by now. Same with Donald Trump's fascism. It's just like, well, okay, there, boys will be boys. Trump's doing fascism again. There he goes. Yeah. So why even bother? That's the default. So what happens is, like 10,000 Donald Trump things, 10,000 disqualifying Donald Trump things, Joe Biden's age gets amplified to the same level of controversy as those 10,000 Donald Trump things.
That's what I mean. We're in this. They've done 70 billion stories. So are you surprised this shows up in polling and this is hurting?
Right.
You know, I mean, and that was, I guess, Adam Schiff's point, is the president's age is, you know, the only reason he thinks this could even be close. But again, the press is such a huge part of that. When you do 11 billion stories about it, are you shocked when it shows up in polling? I mean, you know.
It shouldn't be. It's just absolutely absurd. What's happened was a lot of genuine concern. I was concerned. Everyone was concerned after that debate. What's going to happen? What the hell was that? What a phenomenal blunder that was. But then it becomes a persuasive effort from, I think, a lot of people who are otherwise allies and a lot of people in the mainstream press, where they're now seeming to want to persuade voters to believe that Joe Biden's too old to be president. And that is dangerous because that puts us in a different territory. It's not just reporting the news now. You've got an agenda, and your agenda is to undermine the only person who is standing between us and fascism, the only viable candidate who can stop Donald Trump. And statistically, that is true. The data does not show that anyone else, including Kamala Harris, can defeat Donald Trump. Only Joe Biden has a chance to do that. And I think upsetting the apple cart, changing horses midstream, I'll throw in a few more cliches here, is a phenomenal mistake.
Yeah.
1968 should be a gigantic lesson
Thank
for
you.
Every Democrat. We don't want to do that again.
Thank you. And the media,
that gave us Nixon. Yeah.
You know, it's bigger than just these two guys, Bob. You just retweeted a headline. This is Brian Stelter. But so ironically, Project 2025, even though it scares a lot of liberals, is actually a forward-looking plan. And you're like, and Mein Kampf is a real page-turner.
Oh my God.
They're normalizing everything. Like, it's just another governing plan.
Again, boys will be boys. Project 2020. Well, look, it's forward looking. But I've never heard anything. I've never heard Project 2025 described like that by anyone in the category of normal. I guess Brian Stelter is no longer a normal, but to regard that document as being forward-looking, that just, you know what, that sends the signal to every viewer looking in, every casual viewer walking past the television as it happens, to go, yeah, I guess it's whatever, it's forward, I guess that's positive. Oh, Project 20, why not? The other guy's old, so let's go with the thing that's forward-looking, you know, the fascism, the authoritarianism that we're going to derp our way into in November. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you saw Joy Reid, who's, you know, just fantastic, but she slammed the New York Times laser-focused Biden reporting and compared it to, quote, like the whip-up to the Iraq war. I mean, saying, Bob, at some point, this is just like organized bullying. Like, they're just going to bully Biden out of the race. I mean, they're just going to keep, I mean, the press conferences with Karine Jean-Pierre, I mean, this is becoming like Lord of the Flies. Go ahead.
Ed O'Keefe from CBS News, good Lord, should be kicked out of that press room and replaced by someone else at CBS News, because that debacle with the Parkinson's story was, I can't name another example that was that heinous. I mean, to ride that bandwagon by exploiting the head injuries of some people who clearly there are thousands of soldiers who work in and around the White House who require treatment, and to use that as some sort of cudgel to redirect at Joe Biden, to ride this ridiculous bandwagon, to ride this wave of engagement on social media to try to get some attention for your piece, it's just a journalistic atrocity is what it is. I mean, the journalistic ethics have flown out the window in this news cycle, replaced with engagement seeking. And it's really disappointing to see.
Closing thoughts from Captain America, from Patriot Bob Seska. Stop playing grab ass with democracy and don't get happy.
Thank you.
Don't get happy.
That's it.
Happy.
I endorse that message. Yeah.
All right. Love you, honey. I'll see you in D.C. naked.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hope there's room in the refrigerator with you in Kilmerland.
Oh, my God.
Hey, lady.
Bye. Okay, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. See, I need peace of mind when I'm on the road, right?
And you're going to be on the road.
Like, I need my Bonnie and Clyde and my home, which also includes our studio. Yeah. I need it to be Simply Safe.
Yeah.
Simple, it's safe.
Right.
Simply Safe.
It's in the name.
A lot of people think burglaries only happen at night. No. You'd be surprised to learn, according to the FBI, most break-ins happen during broad daylight, spike during the summer when more homes sit unattended. This gives you your peace of mind when you're away. This is why I love it. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing is transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day. No hidden fees ever. Simply Safe, it has been named the best home security system by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, people. What do you mean? Don't play grab ass with your security system. Get Simply Safe. Do it. Protect your home this summer. 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough. Cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We're through our first course of Man Meat. We have Malcolm Nance and Carlos Rocky coming up. Yes, Michelle says, sorry, Carlos, Mama is correct. Are you going to tell millions of primary voters their votes don't matter? Campaign cash, only VP Harris would have access to the money they raised. All the other candidates, zero money. What about the field offices? This is fantasy football. So we were, yes, you raised your hand.
Well,
hello.
Like with Nikki Haley. She just told all of her delegates to
vote
for Donald. And then they're like, I'm not voting for that guy.
People, by the way, on both sides, from what I can see on social media, think she's a weasel. It's like,
they're
pissed.
Her voters are mad. They're voting for Biden.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They are.
Anyway, obviously, Speaker Pelosi this morning on TV, none of us know what's going on behind closed doors. But, you know, we were saying if Biden, if it were his choice to resign, then Kamala is president.
Right.
Then she gets to choose her, you know.
Running. As long as it happens before the convention.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, but what we were saying is if it's after the election,
then there's confirmations that need to happen.
You have to be approved by Congress. And, you know, God forbid we still have these obstructionist dips in Congress controlled by Republicans.
Oh, Johnson wouldn't even allow a vote on the House floor.
Right. Right.
And that might be a constitutional crisis. Because,
yeah, it would be a huge one, because then Johnson is the number, he's the number two anyway, but then he would be in line, and it's like, no, we don't want that guy.
Yeah.
Charlotte Clymer said, you can feel the palpable disappointment of some political reporters and pundits in response to President Biden's expertly landing his address at NATO summit and receiving a standing ovation from world leaders. I thought, like, okay, that'll quiet it. That's like, are we on number 10 now on the demand list of Joe
Biden? They're treating him like a woman.
Yeah, 58 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance and Carlos Lizraki all coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.